Are you looking to make significant progress this year? Are you trying to figure out ways to shorten the amount of time that's going to take for you to get those results and scale whatever area you're trying to grow or improve? Well, allow me to introduce to you the 90-day sprint challenge, what it is, why it's beneficial, and how you can get so much further by just shortening your time frame to 90-day sprint and just see how it goes. Welcome back. My name is Robert LaFrance. Welcome to the LaFrance Paradigm, where we learn and share strategies for an impact. Today, we are going to be going over why 90-day sprints are so critical for your success in any area that you choose and why it's so beneficial. Okay. The idea behind a 90-day sprint is to set a goal within 90 days. That's 3 months-ish. Okay. And when you shorten that time frame, you're able to get a lot more done. And this is why most people overestimate what they can accomplish in a year and underestimate what they can accomplish in 5. So what we do by breaking this down into a 90-day sprint, and as long as we take massive action and stay committed and disciplined throughout this 90 days, you will be surprised how much can change or improve in this 3-month time span. And then, if you keep it going over the course of the year, as you accomplish or get further towards your goals, you're going to be shortening that learning curve. You're going to be shortening that time frame as if you were just, going out all willy-nilly, and you're going to be able to get those results that you really want for an impact. So 90-day sprints are critical for you to make a significant amount of progress in a short amount of time frame, no matter what area you're interested in. We're actually going through the LaFrance paradigm. I'm going live on social media every day or posting something to keep everybody consistent and share what you can do within your 90 days for your mind, your body, your goals, systems, different things that you can implement in your life for you to have massive success or have a massive positive impact on your goals. Okay? It's really exciting stuff. So, with that being said, we're going to go into reason one, why 90-day sprints are critical. So, reason one is, like I said before, it shortens that time frame. And if you have you ever been late to work, or have you ever been crunched on time trying to get to somewhere, or had a lot of time to do something? What were those experiences like? All right. If you had all day to do something, did you get as much done? Or if you had a short amount of time frame, were you able to get everything you needed done plus more? Look at some things, look at some scenarios, and think about where you had limited time and you really had to go. Like, what about, if you needed to clean your room and your mom was coming home, you probably cleaned that room real quick. Or if you had to do the dishes or the kitchen, if you're, a young adult living at home or whatever, and you have chores and responsibilities that earn your keep around the house, and you waited to the last second, but then you were able to get all this stuff done in a short amount of time frame, it's because you felt that crunch and you knew everything that you had to do. You had to stay focused. You couldn't mess around with anything else. You had to put this right here and move right here. You couldn't walk. You had to move swiftly or run. Or you can take that same principle, that same example, and apply it in a different way. When I was in the military, we in boot camp especially, we'd wake up really early and we'd have literally 2 minutes, maybe three, to use the bathroom. Shit, shower, and shave is what they said. You know what I mean? So we do have to do everything we needed within like 2 minutes. And then through that time period, we learned this muscle memory of how to shave real quickly, do a quick wash, wah, 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 and be clean, and then get dressed in uniform, squared away to inspection level in order to start the day properly. And then if we didn't, we would get, beat, we would exercise, we would be disciplined until we learned the routines and the muscle memory in order for us to do what was expected of us within a certain time frame. And that's an external variable. That's an external pressure. We have something outside that's causing us to do something expeditiously. And if you're becoming an entrepreneur, if you work from home, or if there's something that you're trying to work on that's in your own control, that's going to be the biggest competition or factor or difficulty, is fighting yourself. Trying to convince yourself to do something when you don't want to. It's different when someone else is applying the pressure and then you apply the pressure on yourself. And that's where discipline comes into play. Okay. So that is the first reason. You need to understand that applying a time frame to something is gonna have you make moves, and you have to stay committed to this time frame. If you're watching this video, you want to make something better within a certain amount of time frame, you know it's up to you. There's a saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. Okay, and you can apply that to everything in multiple areas of life, not just 90-day sprints, but you can take responsibility, accountability for everything that's coming your way, the decisions you make, what life is like right now, what you want it to be, and tell yourself, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And you can do this, okay? Reason number two why 90-day sprints are critical. Because as you perform this 90-day sprint, I highly suggest you keep track of what efforts or what moves you've made through this 90-day period. And this is why. By keeping track of what you're doing, you're going to be able to reflect over the last 90 days and see what's worked for you or what hasn't worked for you. And then through the next 90 days, you're going to be able to adjust what worked and what didn't work, and continue doing the things that did work and implement these new controls, these new variables, to see what can help you even more to have that geometric growth and have a continue that massive positive impact in whichever you're trying to go. So keeping logs or accountability or tracking your numbers, and you know, you might say, hey, you know, Robert, what I'm trying to do is improve the communication of my relationship. Well, guess what? You can do the same thing when you're doing the relationship stuff. You can also do stuff where if it's at work, you know, you're having communications, or if you're using new systems, or if you're trying a negotiation tactic, or, you know, putting out on social media, you know, what's working, what am I getting the most engagement with? This gives you the platform and the framework, or the ability to design a framework if you're just getting started, to see what works and what doesn't. And then you get to constantly change and improve to whatever's working for you and what you're working towards, okay? The third reason why 90-day sprints are so crucial and beneficial are because it's this time frame. I know I keep going back to this time frame, but when you have a time frame, it's only 90 days. You know, it's 3 months. Think about how quick life passes us by right now. You know, what have you done over the last 6 months? Just take a second to think about it. I'm not saying that as a slight, but if you refer back to the last 6 months, what have you done? You know, have you gone on the vacations that you wanted to go on to? Have you saved the money that you've wanted to save? Have you spent time with your kids? Have you had romantic nights with your partner? What have you done over the last 6 months? And what could you have done more? We always reflect, you know. You can put it like this. Think about being the old person in the rocking chair reflecting back your life, you know. Could you have done more, or are you completely satisfied? And that's what this 90-day framework, this 90-day sprint does. It allows us the opportunity to develop the framework, establish a platform to see what works, and then to see if we did enough, to see if we didn't do enough, to see if we were satisfied with the amount that we could get done. And then we can look at the activity and then decide whether or not we need to improve in some specific area. So this is something that you can apply on your regular day. You could do it in 90 minutes. You can do it in 90 days. Well, you could take that 90 rule and just apply it to any area that you want throughout the day or throughout the year and keep it going. And as long as you're tracking and keeping a time crunch or a time frame due date for your goals, you'll always be working towards them. And then because if you didn't have the 90-day framework, the 90-day sprint, you'd just be going through it. I'm just working on it. I'll just go through it for a year. No. Apply a deadline, because then every time you have some free time, you're like, oh, I can work on this real quick. Oh, I can work on this real quick. I can do this. Or you can talk to somebody, okay? It's interesting. The fourth thing is developing the habits, not just of the muscle memory of doing the activity, whether it's waking up early or making your phone calls, but we're also developing the habits of our communication, of the words that we use, of our body language, and whether it's transformational vocabulary or not. And when I say transformational vocabulary, I'm talking about the words that we choose to use and the effect that those words have on our mental health and our physical health. If you continue to say, oh, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, or oh, I'm humiliated, or oh, I'm enraged, and those are your key words or your favorite words you keep to use, you might find yourself, most likely, you might find yourself feeling a certain kind of way or feeling those words more than others. So by practicing transformational vocabulary through this 90-day sprint, you're going to be able to, or just being aware of your behaviors and actions, like I talked about activity, but narrowing down, getting specific into what you're doing, where and why, using these words are going to help you or hurt you in the growth of this 90-day sprint. So you want to consider this. Are you hanging around a lot of people who use the word hate a lot? All right. Do you find a lot of things that you hate or dislike around you consistently? Are you finding yourself around people who are positive and using uplifting words and supporting one another? Do you find yourself using those words and finding new opportunities and pleasure and joy throughout your day to day, or even if obstacles come up? You know, are you looking at things different with a different lens, with a different perspective? By staying so aware of every part of your behavior and habits within this 90-day sprint, you're going to be able to identify the things that you'd like to improve on or grow from. And then by doing so, you're going to have a massive positive impact on the people that you surround yourself with. In addition to breaking down some walls or losing some things, maybe losing some families or some relationships. Because I like to compare it, like in real estate, when people buy and want to flip real estate, I mean, you're buying an old house, and more than likely you're tearing down the walls. You're tearing down walls, putting up new drywall, maybe replacing the roof, replacing the HVAC, you know. So if you were to look at your life, your behavior, your body, your relationships as a rehab, as a rental rehab or a real estate rehab, you know, what are the things that you have to do to yourself for those areas, just like a real estate flip would it? You know, you're going to have to rip down some walls. You're going to lose some size of the property, maybe moving bushes around. It doesn't matter, but you're going to do whatever it takes to improve and add value to the property so you can sell it for a higher dollar amount and add value to the community, provide a good home for someone to move into and live in. And if we take that same principle and apply it to an area of our life, you're going to get those kinds of results within 90 days. And you keep this behavior going and going and going, you're going to have a great success. So I challenge you to take up this 90-day sprint challenge with us. You can follow me on Instagram, LaFranceLife, or just do it yourself and check in with yourself every day and keep a log and see and really focus and put this time crunch into where you want to improve in your life, your relationships, your money, your health, finances, all those different areas, and see how far you can make it within these 90 days, okay? By applying a 90-day sprint to your life, it gives you a time crunch for you to accomplish your goals and adds that pressure. It gives you that short window where you're like, oh, you know, I got all year to do it. It's within reach, and you don't overestimate or underestimate what you can do. It's like a perfect window for you to take the time and work towards your goals. You're going to be able to keep track of the things that you were doing and the things that worked and didn't work over this 90-day period, because it's not over the course of a year. And as we go through this 90-day sprint, we're going to be laying down the foundation and the framework for our new framework from our new habits, and developing that muscle memory and activating that reticular activating system, the RAS, where your brain recognizes the things around it when it's become emotionally important to you. And, you know, it's like that saying, success leaves clues, where you start to see opportunity or things around you. This 90-day window allows us to lay down the framework, apply a time crunch, keep track of our accountability, and work towards something. And then as long as you keep doing this over the period of the 90 days and you add another 90 days, you will be so surprised how much you accomplish within a year, within 2 years, within 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. It's going to have a dramatic effect of growth and a massive positive impact on your life, your relationships, your health, your finances, your business, whatever it is that you're working towards. Okay. So if you like this video and the idea of implementing a 90-day sprint for you to accomplish your goals, go ahead and like this video, drop a comment, mention something specific if you want us to go over. Feel free to be a guest on the LaFrance Paradigm podcast, or if you want to be interviewed and share your story, let us know. Don't forget to click the subscribe button to follow and be alerted when we put new videos out. We have new videos every Wednesday. I'm doing this from the side, so, you know, sometimes I don't post on Wednesday. I'm working on it, but by being alerted and subscribed, you'll get notified as soon as I post the video. So it's really beneficial. So Thank you so much for watching and participating in the LaFrance paradigm in this 90-day sprint. You can do it. I'm really excited for you. They say the courage is they say courage is contagious and the rising tide lifts all ships. So help me help you help your friends. Thank you so much. Take care. So if you liked what I if you liked the